Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. One of the most endearing and enduring Florida symbols is our flamingo, yet most Floridians have never seen a live flamingo in the wild in Florida. Flamingos, other than the plastic variety, have lived in Florida and still occasionally show up in the state, especially at such places as, well, Flamingo, at the southern tip of the Florida Peninsula in Everglades National Park. Our flamingo is properly known as the greater flamingo and is the national bird of the Bahamas, where up to 80,000 of them have nested on Great Inagua. The greater flamingo has a very broad distribution, nesting at several isolated localities in the West Indies and Bahamas, as well as in the Mediterranean, Persian Gulf, and North Africa, north to southern Russia. In Florida, it's a rare species today that has a small population at Snakebite, that's B-I-G-H-T, in Everglades National Park. A century and a half ago, flamingos were much more common in South Florida, and in the winter of 1879, great flocks of flamingos were seen around Charlotte Harbor. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. As I was watching birds coming to roost at Sanibel Island's Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge, I overheard a person nearby exclaim how beautiful the flamingos were. She was watching a flock of roseate spoonbills. Spoonbills are wading birds that are related to ibises, and they are among South Florida's truly special birds, but they are not close relatives of flamingos. The connection between these birds that results in such occasional misidentifications is that both birds are pink. A roseate spoonbill is a little over 2.5 feet tall, while a flamingo can be nearly 4 feet tall. The spoonbill has a long, straight bill that ends with a rounded, spoon-shaped tip that it uses for quickly grabbing the small animals it eats. Flamingos have a Roman-nosed, heavy bill that is bent downward midway along its length and lined with thin, plate-like structures that it uses to strain very tiny plants and animals from the water. While both birds are long-necked, long-legged, and social, the often graceful curves of a flamingo's neck are unmistakable. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. If you'd like to see greater flamingos in the wild in Florida, your best bet is to arrange a boat tour from Flamingo at Everglades National Park, or to hike to the end of the 1.6-mile-long Snakebite Trail near Flamingo. The flamingos are most often seen from October through February and are usually seen at a great distance out on the mudflats. If you hike the Snakebite Trail, go prepared for the distance, the mosquitoes, and spectacular views of the coastal Everglades and its wading birds. While the characteristic pink plumage, long S-curved neck, and long legs of a resting flamingo are hard to miss, keep your eyes on the sky, too. Flamingos fly with their long neck stretched slightly loosely, straight out, and with their long legs trailing straight out behind. While a flamingo's body is bright pink in flight, the greater flamingo shows us its long pointed wings with pink linings and a trailing edge of black flight feathers. Immature flamingos are generally much paler in color than older birds. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. The abrupt downward bend in a flamingo's bill seems strange when the bird's head is raised, almost giving it the appearance of a perpetual frown. But if you turn the frown upside down, you get a great smile. And that's exactly what a flamingo does. A flamingo holds its head and bill upside down as it feeds. The top of the downward curved portion of its bill is held near the bottom. With its bill just slightly open, it uses its very muscular tongue as a pump, pulling water into its mouth, where tiny creatures are filtered out by plate-like structures of varying sizes, concentrating the food, which the flamingo then swallows. Flamingos can be found around the world in the tropics. There are 5 species of flamingos, and the straining plates in each flamingo species bill are unique, making each a specialist on foods of a particular size. Ours, the greater flamingo, takes the largest food, including very tiny shrimp-like creatures, algae, and occasionally the smallest of fishes. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. One of the birds most sought in southwest Florida is the roseate spoonbill. This pink relative of ibises and storks never ceases to stop cars and turn heads along Wildlife Drive through Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge on Sanibel Island or at Corkscrew Swamp on the mainland. Most roseate spoonbills nest to the south in the Everglades and Florida Keys, but they are also regular visitors to Ding Darling and Corkscrew and sometimes nest along Florida's west coast. The beauty of the spoonbill's plumage is also matched by the bizarreness of its bill. 6 inches long and 1 inch wide at the base, it expands to nearly 2 inches to form a spoon-shaped tip. But this spoon isn't for dipping, nor is it for straining. Think of it as a pair of broad-tipped tongs, efficient for grabbing tiny crabs, 2 to 3 inch long fishes, and other creatures of tidal shallows and puddles left behind in seasonally dry wetlands. Lacking the probing bill of an ibis, the spearing bill of a heron, or the straining bill of a flamingo, the roseate spoonbill fills a different niche. It requires habitats with extensive shallows and high populations of fishes and shellfishes. There, it's a grabber, swinging its head from side to side in search of a meal. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.